In recognition of all the work done by their volunteers, Big Brothers Big Sisters hosted a community barbecue at Tuthope Park on Saturday. "We're completely community-run, community-funded. We receive zero government funding," said Haley Payne, fundraising and community development coordinator of Big Brothers Big Sisters in Orillia. "So all of our bigs, both in the community and in our schools and our group programming, they're all volunteers," she explained. Michelle Williams, the organization's mentoring coordinator, explained the significance of community volunteers as well as students from Lakehead University and Georgian College being involved in their one-to-one in-school program. "So right now we're sitting at 31 one-on-one matches," said Williams, who projects that number to be closer to 70 or 80 by next year with the new semesters beginning at the schools. "These types of matches span from September or October to June and consist of 1 hour a week." For Kate Palmer, who has been a big sister for 45 years, has mentored 12 little sisters, and participated in the in-school mentoring program when it first started, "it's a great opportunity to introduce people to the role." Big brother Dave Ward was at Saturday's appreciation barbecue with his little brother. They attended last year's barbecue, which took place only 2 weeks after their match. "So, we got to know each other pretty well," he said. "The obvious way to help is by being a volunteer, but there are other ways to give back," says Payne, who recognizes the help of volunteers comes in a variety of forms. She referenced a link to the website where it says, "Support a match." Instead of a simple donation, this type of support makes clear where the funds are going. "It costs about $1,500 a year for us to support a match, and those costs include things like the training, insurance, recruitment, programs, a lot of the things that go into it on our end," said Payne. The barbecue was set up with fun activities and treats and was meant as a group event to bring everyone together. "It's a way to bring partners and volunteers together, create a sense of community, and thank them for their commitment and dedication to mentoring and all of their hard work," said Miranda Chaffee, the agency's executive director. According to Chaffee, there are roughly still 50 children on the organization's wait list, which has been reduced since last summer.